Continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim in the section called Prakim in Perek Chamishi, in the middle of the Perek, where it says Ve'yadua Bazoar Ve'kitve Ha'arizal. If you remember, we were discussing the Rabbi Chaim Volozhin was giving us Musar. He was telling us that we have to remember the priorities. We have to remember what's the basics, what's the most important in Avodat Hashem, and then from there we build upon it. So the last thing that he was telling us, if a person is going to have all the kavanot in the world, but he's not going to say the words, he's not Yotzei Yedechovah. He doesn't fulfill his obligation. So we can't have our priorities upside down. We have to know what's first. First we have to say the words correctly, make sure that we are mitpalel kahalacha, make sure zeu omrim et hamilim vemevinim et hapshat ve'al ze bonim, and then we build and we go on to a higher level. Aval le'atchil milemala bli sheyeh yesod milemata ze lo tov. And now he's going to bring us sources from the Zohar HaKadosh. So let's continue. You don't have much time, so let's continue. Vi'adua bazohar ve'kitve ha'arizal שעניין התפילה הוא תיקון העולמות והתעלות פנימיותם כל בחינות נפש רוח שבהם ממטה למעלה. It is known from the Zohar HaKadosh, from the Kitvei Ari, that תפילה is תיקון העולמות. The תפילה that we are מתפלל has to, its purpose is to rectify, is to bring a tikkun to the olamot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. From Asiyah to Yetzirah to Beri'ah to Atzilut. And all the bechinot of their pnimiyut. The nefesh, the ruach, the neshama of Asiyah, the nefesh, ruach, neshama of Yetzirah. The tefillah brings about a tikkun to the olamot ha'elyonim. How? והו על ידי התדבקות והתקשרות נפש האדם ברוחו ורוחו בנשמתו. If you remember, we spoke about this earlier in the Sefer, that this tikkun comes about when a person is able to connect his nefesh to his ruach, and the ruach to the neshama, and whatever is happening in the person himself is mirrored in the olamot ha'elyonim. It's happening in the greater worlds above. Kemo she'bi'arnu v'zrat Hashem le'el sof sha'ar bet, as was explained already at the end of sha'ar bet. Now, how does that all happen? How is a person mekasher nefesh beruach veruach beneshama, and this way he's metaken asiya, you know, yetzira beri'ah atzilut? How does that take place? Vehem nikshareim al yedei. There are three basic stages in tefillah. In every tefillah that we are mitpalel, there are three basic elements. Vehem nikshareim al yedei. One, akimat utnuat sefatav bechituch tevot tefillah. Number one, the most basic element, is the articulation of every word. Ha'higui shel kol mila u'mila. The saying, the actual uttering of each and every word, clearly. Shehu bechinat ha-ma'aseh shebadibur. That's the bechina, that's the aspect of ma'aseh in dibur. Dibur, kol davar she'omrim, anything that we say, dibur, a saying, has three parts. It has machshava, the thought that I have in the dibur, right? It has the voice, the kol, the voice of the dibur, and the words, the chituch ha'otiyot, the pronouncing of the letters of the dibur. So he says that akimat utnuat sefatav, the movement of the mouth, the articulation of the words themselves, that's bechinat ha'ma'aseh shebadibur. Kemo shamu razal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf sameche, akimat sefatav have ma'aseh. Moving our mouth to say words is considered a ma'aseh. Ubeperek kol kitve, and in the perek of kol kitve in Masechet Shabbat Av Kuf Yutet Amru, it says there, minayin she'adibur kema'aseh. How do we know that speaking is like an act? Like it says, Shneimar ki hu amar vayehi, hu tziva vayamod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke and the world was. And in a different pasuk it says, vayas, that he made, he did. So we see over here that speaking is like doing. Vehu bechinat hanefesh shebadibur. As I told you, in the dibur, every dibur has three elements. Ma'aseh, dibur, and machshava. Corresponding to the three parts of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So again, did I say them correctly? First of all, in the three stages of the act, there is ma'aseh, dibur, and machshava, corresponding to nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So, the first basic element of dibur, which is the articulation of the words, is the ma'aseh, is the act of the dibur, and it corresponds to nefesh. Ha-nefesh ze'achi lemata. That's the basic. That's the first stage. Achar kach ruach, achar kach neshama. Ze od yoter gavoah. So how do we connect to the nefesh? How do we rectify the nefesh of the tefillah? By saying the words. Saying the words. Lomar et aminim. By articulating the words. And then, mazeh? Mata mitkaven? Okay, ken. זה סיפור אחר. איפה הנפש ואיפה הרוח ואיפה הנשמה, כן? אם זה בלב, אם זה במוח. טוב, זה עניין אחר, זה עניין אחר. אבל פה אנחנו מתעסקים, over here we're learning, how are we מתקן the נפש of דיבור. The נפש of דיבור is in the saying of the words. That's the מעשה. Then we go up. וההבל והקול, שהוא הדיבור עצמו, now the voicing of the words. There is the articulation. A person could articulate like this. No voice. Like we have many places in tefillah where that's how we're supposed to. According to the Mikubarim, the Amida has to be said like that. You're not supposed. According to the Mikubarim, you're not even supposed to hear the words yourself. In the Shulchan Aruch, that's one of the machlokot between Shulchan Aruch and the Kabbalah. The Shulchan Aruch says that Yashmi'a le'oznav. They were supposed to. What? Only leos nav, not leos and acherim. Well, really. Ze nachon. 100%. No, 100%. I agree. But le'alacha, le'ashmi'a leos nav, then only you should hear. According to Mekubarim, even that not. It's a famous discussion in the halacha. But my point in bringing that was to show that there is articulation, and then there is the kol, then there is the voicing, the sound of the word. That is the dibur itself. Like I told you, the three stages are ma'aseh, dibur, and machshava. So the dibur of dibur, right, is the voice. And that's bechinat ruach sheba. That's the ruach. So the nefesh is the ma'aseh chituch ha'otiyot, is the akimat sfatayim, is the articulation. That's the nefesh. Ruach is the sounding, the call of the words. And then what's the third part? Kavanat alev. וכוונת הלב בהתיבות בעת אמירתם ובחינת הנשמה שבדיבור. The neshama of the dibur is the kavana, is the מחשבות that we have, the meaning, the intentions. לזאת, therefore, לא יצא ידי חובת עניין התפילה במחשבה והרהור התיבות בלב לבד. So we understand a person cannot fulfill his obligation if he's only going to think about the words alone. If he's just going to scan the words, he's not yotze. Ki ech efshar le'agia le'itkasher b'vchinat neshama. Because what did we just say? We said that the chituch ha'otiyot, the saying of the words, that's the b'china of nefesh. Now we take nefesh and we connect it to dibur, which means we take the articulation of the words and we connect it to the sound. Okay, we could do that, right? So the nefesh is mitkasher thereby with the ruach. If we have the kavana, now we're taking the nefesh ruach and we are mekasher them with the neshama, right? And this is how the kishur ha'olamot ha'elyonim is also happening. So now imagine a person is going to start from the top. He's only going to have machshava. He's only going to have the kavanot the whole day, like that. He's just going to think the thoughts. He says, how is it possible? Ech efshar le'agia le'itkasher b'bchinat ha'neshama. How can we be mekasher? How can we connect and rectify the neshama? Im lo yelech b'seder ha'madregot mimata le'mala. If you don't do it in gradual steps, you have to start from the bottom. You can't jump to the neshama. What are you connecting it to? Sheitkasher ha'nefesh el ha'dibur. First, you have to connect the nefesh of the dibur, shehut nuat ha'svatayim, which is the articulation, beruach shel ha'dibur, connected with the ruach of dibur, shehu ha'hevel ve'akol, which is the voicing, the sounding. Ve'achar kach itkashru gam shenehem ba'neshama. Then you connect both of them in the neshama, which is shehu ha'machshava ve'akavana shebalem. Oh, that's when you go in the correct ascending order. But if a person prays only with his machshavot, as exalted as they may be, his tefillah did not work, and he was not successful in achieving a tikkun.
I'm sorry, this is only when he said tefillah, talking about Amidah or any tefillah?
Usually when we say tefillah, we're talking about Amidah, but we could think of this in general, in all tefillot. But mainly, you know, Amidah definitely is the core of the tefillah. And when Chazal say tefillah, they mean the Amidah. You're right. You wanted to ask? Machshava is thoughts. Okay? Dibur is the saying. And Ma'aseh is the act. So now, in Dibur, in saying, we have three of those. The Ma'aseh of Dibur is the articulation. The Dibur of Dibur is the voicing, the sound, and the machshava of dibur is the kavanah. And this one corresponds to nefesh, this to ruach, and this to neshama. So, okay, a ruach memalela, exactly. That's why the ruach is the sounding, is the kol. Tzarich hevel. You need, in order to sound, you need air. It's air that is actually brought out with the words. So if a person jumps to the top, he's not metaken. Omnam keshi. Now, but let's look at it the other way now, he says, however. But let's say a person prayed only with articulating the words and sounding them, right? Even if, let's say, you were not successful in accompanying, in bringing together to it the thoughts, the kavanah, so he says, even though that's not the ideal level, that's not the level, the greatest level. Yes, it's true. If you don't have kavanah, so the tefillah is not going to be metaken in the world that corresponds to neshama. It's true. Because it's lacking the aspect of machshava of the person. But still, but at least the tefillah is not in vain. You didn't do nothing. You did something. Your yotze yedei chova. Ki al kol panim, why? Because at least, hare he'ela v'kisher nafsho beruchu. At least you did something. What did you do? You connected your nefesh with your ruach. Did you stop short? Yes. We understand that. But did you begin building something? Did you begin a tikkun? Yes. The nefesh with the ruach was mitaken. Ve'olam ha'nefesh be'olam ha'ruach. And corresponding to that, you were mitaken the olam ha'nefesh with the olam ha'ruach. So it's an amazing thing. It's better to say the tefillah without kavanah than having the kavanah without saying the tefillah. And that's the halakha. I mean, this is the ferush. Many people would be shocked to hear that. Isn't everything about the heart? Isn't everything about the intent? So what do you mean? You're telling me that if I'm thinking all these great ideals, but just because I didn't move my lips and didn't say them, you're telling me that the one sitting next to me who almost dozed off in the middle of his tefillah, but he was saying the words, soon he'll explain, you know, at least he had the basic thoughts, the basic, you know, meaning of the words, without the big kavanot of what Echad is. You know, he said Shema Yisrael. He had the basic kavanot. Hashem is one. Finished. He didn't go into the whole kavanah that he spoke about in Shaar Gimel, what Echad means, what Mekomo Shel Olam means, and all that. Okay, Yeah, it's simple, but at least he did something. It was constructive. It was constructive, whereas the other one did not build anything. That's something that the Yetzer Hara sometimes suggests otherwise, and that's his point. And that's what he's trying to bring out. And he now quotes from the Zohar. He's going to give us a few quotes, and just bear in mind, he did not Google all the Zohar, he didn't Google some word and got all this, or this was all in his head, you know. It's an amazing thing. See, he's saying, this was a great Mekubal. Rabbi Chaim Volojin, a Talmid of the Gaon Vilna, first of all. All right? You get smicha right there. Number two, Rabbi Chaim Volojin was a tremendous Mekubal. You know, and as we can see, he's the one who's telling us this. He's the one who's telling us, you know, that first say the words, and that's bigger than a person who doesn't say them but has all the kavanot. That gives it a lot of credit. Nachon meod. Zeh noten lezeh samchut. Ve'ayen. It's good. He's talking to us, huh? You're right.
For the future.
Yeah. Ve'ayen bezoar pekudeh. So we're going to, let's run through these quotes from the Zohar. Zohar in Parashat Pekudeh. Pekudeh is always quoted in Inyanei Tefillah. What's needed in the prayer is machshava, ratzon alev, the desire of the heart, kala, kol, the voice, umila de sifivan, and the words of the lips, which means to articulate. All that is needed, lemeebad shlimu vekishura viyichuda leela kegavna deiu leela, in order to attain the complete and perfect yichud in Shamayim, lekashera keshara kedekayaot, to connect all that needs to be connected, machshava ur'uta kala umila, machshava is thoughts, ratzon re'uta means ratzon, the desire, right? Kala, the voice, mila, the words. Ilen dalet mekashrin kesharin. These four are able to make all the connections that are needed in the olamot ha'elyonim. Lebatar dekshiru kesharin kula kechada. And after that, everything becomes unified as one. It avidu kulehu retichachada. It's all made. It makes up a chariot, a merkava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leashra'a alayhu shechinta, so that the shechina of Hashem can rest on the world. Kala de ishtema salik lekashra kesharin mitata leela. The voice that a person sounds at the time of tefillah goes up to Shamayim to make all those connections. So we see, first he brings this Zohar to show us what tefillah does and all the elements of tefillah that are required. Okay? Machshava, ratzon, which before he was putting those two together. Those two are really together, a part of Olam HaNishama. Machshava and ratzon. The Zohar makes it as two separate things. And then you have kol and you have dibu. But now we're going to come to more quotes. Ayin shamete. Ubeparashat bamidbar, kuf kaf amud bet, amru derech klal, deikara detzlota talya beuvda bekadmita, ulebatar bemilula depuma dafka. The Zohar HaKadosh says, in general, the core of the tefillah, the main part of the tefillah, depends on ma'asim first. Here you could explain this line in the Zohar in two ways. That maybe before the tefillah, a person should do a good deed. That's why it says in the Gemara, a person should give tzedakah before the tefillah. You know? That's why we give tzedakah, vayvarech David. We're still before the tefillah of the Amidah. Some people always are careful before mincha, before the Amidah. You give something, some tzedakah. The Gemara in Baba Batra says that. The Rabbi Eliezer says, and the pasuk in Tehilim, ani betzedek echeze panecha. That betzedek, when I do tzedakah, that's how I see your face. That's how I come to greet you with the tefillah. So maybe that's the meaning of the Zohar here when it says, ditzlota talya beuvda bekadmita, that the tefillah depends on a previous ma'aseh, ulebata, and afterwards, bemilula depuma dafka, with saying and uttering the words carefully. Ubeiderazuta, in the holy section of the Zohar called Iderazuta, what does it say? Kol ma dechashiv barnash, vekol ma deistakel belibet. Now listen to this. Here's the key. This is the key sentence that he wants here. All the thoughts that a person could have in his mind, and everything that he's going to imagine in his heart, la avid mila adapik le besibivute. It doesn't do anything until he says it with his mouth. See that? Machshavot kavanot. If you're not going to say it, that's why it's so important when we train children. Say the words. Because there's always a tendency of being lazy and just looking at the and following, you know. No, say the words. First of all, you train yourself to say it correctly. Unfortunately, there are many people who are already in their 40s and 50s, and if you hear the way they say the tefillah, it's not good. And there's one problem. You can't correct them. Because the Gemara says in one place, Shabishta kevan de'al al. A mistake, once it enters, it's entered. Now to go take it out. It's like taking the milk out of the bottle now, once it went in. It's very hard. The time is when he's still unripe, and that is when they're young. When they're young, you could still correct them the next time. I for example, B'Anara, your son, right? I noticed, let's say he makes a mistake one Friday in Shir HaShirim. The next week he's not making that mistake because you corrected him. On the other hand, a 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old man, you could correct him the next week the same. He's going to make the same mistake. And the same. And again. And again. I'm telling you. Why? This is how it is. From the beginning, we have to train ourselves from the beginning to say the words correctly. First of all, to say the words. To train ourselves not to be satisfied with looking at the words. Saying them and saying them correctly. Because look what the Zohar says. Kol ma dechashib banashve, kol ma yidhistakel beribeh. Everything you think in your heart and everything you think in your mind, lo avid mila, it doesn't do a thing at the apikle besivute till you utter it with your mouth.
Does this apply also to learning Torah?
Very important question. And by the way, we are about to embark on some kind of journey, Sha'al Dalet, which is all about learning Torah. But the Gemara does talk about this. The Gemara tells us it's very important to utter the words of the Torah. Here, The Zohar HaKadosh and what he's talking about here is specifically about tefillah. Does it apply to learning Torah? To a very great extent, it does. To a very great extent. I don't think that you can say that if a person learned, you know, it didn't do anything at all if he just, learned in his mind. I don't think it's the same degree. But to a very great extent, the Gemara tells us that a person has to learn with saying the words. What's the pasuk the Gemara brings? Right? Ki chayim hem le motzehem. Al tikre motzehem ela motzi'ehem bape. The Torah is alive. It's an object of life. When does it give life? La motzi'ehem bepe. When we say it with our mouth. Very important when you learn to say the words. The famous story in the Gemara, Bruria is passing by one of the Talmidim, and she saw that he's learning quietly. She gave him musar. She called him a fool. She said, fool, raise your voice and say the words. I remember how many times my father would tell me this always when I was learning at home. You know, and he would always say, raise your voice, pick up your voice. And I was embarrassed. Raise your voice. It's not the same.
Just as we say, he who is believer.
So
that's for tefillah.
That's for tech. It's for tefillah, but that's a technicality. It's a technicality in tefillah, and we hold. What do we hold? Halacha. Halacha lemaaseh, he who love kedibur dame. Right. So it could be, if you want to go deep into the sugya, it could be maybe the machloket there, the opinion who says he who kedibur, that thinking is like saying. Maybe they're of the opinion that it does do something. Could be, but halacha lemaaseh, we don't hold like this. You have to say the words. Masachet Brachot, yesham et ha-sugya. Ah, nachon, lamadtem b'daf yomi. Tagid lomed, ma yesh?
B'daf yomi, yesh video, Rav Matitiya Yadid. As kach ani shom, ani, hu omer,
okay. Hevanti, ani mevin.
Az
ze hatchala tova, im yesh lecha zman achar kach, if you have time afterwards, to review, and then to say it, that's better. If you don't, listen, it's better than nothing. You know, it's better than nothing. That you're listening and you're hearing a shiur, it's much better than nothing. Don't get me wrong. It's a very big thing. But if you have the chance, definitely a person should go back and say the words. It's a tanuk. Okay. You see? יפה מאוד. שחקת שלמדנו זה ביחד, אה? שחקת, אתה לא, תתני קצת.
I'm just joking. So even for learning, we hold that Kedibur is not Kedibur?
No, so that whole sugi of Hilhu Kedibur, not, that's not by learning. That's by tefillah, yeah. Correct. Good. Just to finish up, Rabotai. Ubegin kach, continuing in that quote from the Yiderazuta, ubegin kach, kol tzluta ubauta, therefore, because of this, every prayer, ba'ele apaka milen besivute. It's a big zechut, Motzai Shabbat, to say over words from the Zohar. Ba'ele apaka milin besivute. You have to say the words out. De'ilo apiklon, because if you don't say the words, lav tzelote tzlota, ve'lav be'ute ba'uta, his prayer is not a prayer. Once the words come out of our mouths of tefillah, mitbakein be'avira v'salkin, they go, then are able to fly up. Ve'natilon mandenatil ve'achidlon lekitra kadishan, then they're taken and they adorn the keter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'derech klal amru b'zohar, and in and a general statement in the Zohar HaKadosh, mande amar delo baya ovada bekola o milele apekalon uleme batkala behu tipachuche. A harsh statement from the Zohar. Anyone who says that you don't have to do anything, you don't have to say the words, just have to think them, kipachuche, that's a punishment. It's like, no good. Rachaman alitzlan. Velo hitzrichu razal inyana kavana leikuva elebi bekatavot levad. Halachikli, where is kavana essential, meaning that if you didn't have kavanah, you're not yotze, only in the first bracha of the Amida. Ube parashat vaychi, it states, mandeli bet tarid, ubaele tzala'at zelute. Look what the Zohar in parashat vaychi says. Someone whose heart is occupied, your mind is occupied, and he needs to pray, right? The time of milcha comes, he has to pray. Ve'ihu be'aku, but he's in distress, he's sad. Ve'la yachil esadera shevacha demare kede kayaot. And he's not able to say over the praises of Hashem properly. Mayhu, what's the halacha? The Zohar is talking like a Gemara over here. Mayhu, what's the halacha? Amar le, afal gav de la yachi lechave nali bar uta, even though you cannot focus your thoughts, sidura ushvacha de mare amaygara, but why should you lose out from saying, from at least saying in orderly fashion the praises of the king, even though he's not in a state of mind to have kavana, say the praises of Hashem anywhere. You would think maybe this is a Gemara, it's a Zohar HaKadosh. Now the Zohar, you know, doesn't hold back any punches. The Zohar tells it like it is. Zohar says, you know what? You can't think. Okay, that doesn't mean you're patur. Say it. Say the words anyway. From here we see the kedusha of dibur of tefillah. From here we see the power of just saying the words of tefillah. So how much we have to be careful in saying them and saying them correctly, and to appreciate that we have the privilege to be able to say them. Big koach, big koach. That's what Perek Vav. Also quickly, Bezat Hashem, next week we'll, you know, we're almost done with this part here. Mazeh.